When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, we have Nicole Goodnow. Nicole is a natural bodybuilder, personal trainer, and entrepreneur. On the program, we discuss her fitness journey, how often she trains, what her diet consists of, competing in the Mr. America contest, and much more. Nicole is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Raising Cane's founder, Todd Graves, is an American success story.
Look at where we came from and look what we're doing.
I'm just a baraka and cashier.
So he's tracking down game changers and visionaries to find out how they made it to the top.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
I got my first job at 15 years old. My mom didn't have enough money for homecoming.
Join him on his journey to find that secret sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it.
Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill fund, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of Stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Raising Cane's founder Todd Graves is interviewing game changers to find their secrets of success.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
In this sport of bodybuilding, one of the most challenging pieces to overcome is the subjectiveness of it. And again, it is a subjective sport. I could show up with the same physique next weekend and win. It's just all depends. But as an athlete, probably the most challenging part of that sport is this. Is not that I'm complaining that I took second place because I'm honored. I won $3,000, but we all come to win. And everybody works just as hard as the next person that you're standing to. So we see some of the things I'm going to change. I have to change moving forward. However you have treated your body for however long you have, if you want to make a change, it takes a long time. I can't just put on tons of muscle. I have to adhere to my nutrition. I have to work every single day and be purposeful and intentional. It doesn't happen overnight. Fat loss doesn't happen overnight. The most important part now is what I'm going to be doing. It's reversing. It's hitting my macros. It's staying on plan, executing properly, not under-eating my food, using planned meals, planned sheet meals, carb refeed, lots of different stuff that I have to work on in order to make changes.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Nicole Goodnow's personal Facebook page, just talking about the challenges and the difficulties that would come with being a professional athlete in her field in the world of bodybuilding and fitness. And definitely it takes a lot of work and it definitely takes a lot of sacrifice, and we definitely reward her for that. And speaking of which, we want to welcome her to the program. She is a professional natural bodybuilder, also a physique athlete, as well as an online coach and a personal trainer that's helping to get people on the move in terms of getting their fitness and nutrition level right. Let's welcome her to the program, Nicole Goodnow. Hey, Nicole, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So before we get into detail about health and fitness and things of that nature, every story has a beginning. What was your upbringing like growing up, and where are you from?
I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I grew up in a suburb of Milwaukee. It's called Franklin, Wisconsin. I have a brother who is 3 years younger than me, and both my parents are still alive, healthy, and living their life to the fullest, too. So I'm just that little suburban girl, you know, growing up with the streetlights on at night and running from yard to yard to yard and just being a kid. I grew up where I could just be a kid.
Awesome. I tell you, there's nothing like the joys of childhood. My father used to always say, childhood is the shortest years of your life, but it's the most important. It definitely shapes the groundwork for your life going forward. And I want to stay just with your upbringing for a moment. Did you grow up playing any sports, whether it be for a rec department or just playing in the neighborhood with your friends just to keep busy?
Absolutely. I was definitely the tomboy. You know, I wasn't the girly girl playing with the Barbies. It was the boys in the neighborhood. They were my friends. They were the ones that were teaching me how to shoot the pill. Definitely a lover of all things. I started out very young as a gymnast and, you know, pretty much did that through, my gosh, a sophomore in high school. So my background is in gymnastics. A little bit later on in my career, I was realizing I was probably a little bit too tall for that. And I had a little bit of the fear of, you know, injuring myself on some of these complicated moves. So I knew that gymnastics wasn't the right goal for me and moved more towards the volleyball, the track. I was a softball player. So pretty much in high school, I did all the sports. And that was honestly from just being very, very young and just hanging with the boys. It was always, always competitive. And I did it like girl drama. Boys are so much easier to hang with.
Yeah, we are much easier. That much is true, I tell you that. And speaking of, while we're still discussing your upbringing, and we mentioned about your background in terms of athletics, how did your fitness journey begin?
You know, it's an interesting story. Like you said, everybody has a story. And through the sport of bodybuilding and becoming a judge and being so involved in natural bodybuilding, you know that if you have a story, there are so many people that you come across or that you walk, that you judge on stage, that come from a story. And, you know, mine's no different. I have a story too. So not only was I a high school athlete, which we just discussed, but I was also a two-sport college athlete. I chose to go to a Division III program so that I could play two sports, because honestly, I couldn't choose which one I wanted to play. So I was a track athlete, and I was a volleyball player in college. And towards the end of my college career, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. So my life literally, at that point, you know, I'm 20 years old, literally just flipped from I'm supposed to be going back in August to prepare for my volleyball season to you need to have brain surgery. You're not going back. So I went through that insane situation, had to take a little bit of time off of school. My tumor was benign. And, you know, it's one of those situations where my physician, my neurosurgeon said, you know, if you were to have a brain tumor, this is the best possible situation that you could have. So what I had was called a pilocytic astrocytoma, and it was enclosed within a cyst. So as I was growing and developing, I started to have signs and symptoms of dizziness and things that were just, you know, I just thought they were just a part of who I was. I didn't really think twice about it. But when it got to the point where the cyst was pushing on the lobes of my brain, it was kind of sitting by my equilibrium, I was starting to get really ill, and it happened really quickly. So from the day that I was diagnosed with my brain tumor, 7 days later, I was in surgery having the brain tumor removed. So that being a huge part of why I am where I am today, because I missed out on the last two seasons of my college career as an athlete, and I had this huge void. I didn't know what to do. I was so used to being a part of a team, and I was used to competing. And it just stopped. And it was a situation where I didn't choose that for myself. It chose me. So I felt really lost for a very long time. You know, even being an athlete, just a natural athlete, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to get back into fitness. I didn't have that team camaraderie. I didn't have that person next to me to push me. I was just kind of done with college, and now what? So I was doing my thing and, you know, doing the group fitness thing at the gyms, and actually met someone there, and she was in my class, and she's like, hey, have you ever considered about doing bodybuilding? And I'm like, huh? Bodybuilding? My picture of bodybuilding was very different at that time than it is right now. And I said, I go on stage and get judged in a bikini? You know, and it was kind of funny because I laugh now and think it's become my passion in my career, in a sense. So that's what actually brought me to the sport of bodybuilding, was going through that major, major medical life-changing situation. And had that not happened, truly, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. As ironic as it is, something so traumatic brought me to something so very great that I wouldn't have changed that situation for the world.
You know, it's amazing. Sometimes in life, there's always situations where we have to pivot, or what, either we have to pivot, or there's situations that will make us pivot into some things that will get us out of our comfort zone, or whatever circumstances may be. And for you having, unfortunate, that health scare, you know, you were, as you mentioned, you missed the final 2 years of your collegiate career, and then having to deal with this, and then trying to find that competitive edge, and someone suggested you try something else, and look where it's got you. And here we are. So you're currently in this new athletic phase in your life, doing the bodybuilding and things of that nature. So getting into the sport, talking about the sport for a moment, how often do you train and how many hours and days a week?
Well, you know, right now I'm on pretty much a four-day split. So when I started in the sport, I did hire a coach, and I really had no knowledge of training properly for a physique sport. Throughout that short time of me working with that coach, I ended up tearing my labrum in my shoulder, and then got frozen shoulder. So it had set me, again, a humongous setback, because now I'm like, I just started my bodybuilding journey. I was doing bikini, the category bikini, and now I have this. Well, again, one of those situations where I was able to meet my current coach, who now is my business partner, who basically changed everything about my mindset about, you know, cardio and training, because he rehabbed my shoulder and got me back to stage. So going from a very cardio-heavy mindset, just running around like I'm a crazy woman, trying to lose weight, lifting improperly, I think I trained at that point in my life like probably 6 or 7 days a week. Fast forward to now, to meeting my coach, who's now my training and business partner, who's also a very decorated natural bodybuilder. I have withered away that cardio mindset. I train 4 solid days a week, and I welcome the 3 rest days. So my training split is simply 2 leg days and then 2 upper body days, very much built upon my priorities for stage. And I would like to add, through this process of me getting to this point, my training has shifted greatly, because I have shifted from bikini to becoming a figure pro, to becoming a women's physique pro, to becoming a bodybuilding pro. So throughout the course of my career, my training, my post-college athletics, I have shifted so greatly based on the priorities that I need for what I have to do and for what's going on with my body. Super simple training split. Monday, which is my hardest day, is my push legs, my quads and glutes. Tuesday is strictly upper body priority work. Wednesday, completely off, just walking and movement. Thursday is pull legs, so all posterior chain, hamstrings. And then Friday is a pretty big day. It's a back focus day, because those are my 2 areas that are very much in need, is my upper back, my mid back, and my legs. So 2 leg days it is.
What are your favorite body parts do you enjoy training? What are your least favorite body parts to train?
So ironically, my favorite parts to train, and it's not because they're my weakest area aesthetically, just because they're the most challenging for me. So they're the most mentally challenging for me, physically challenging, are anything related to my glutes and quads, and then my back. Hardest days for me, hands down. But they're such a huge priority. So I've grown to love them and embrace them, even though I literally have to mentally prepare myself the day before for that day. It's like how I end my week and how I begin the next week. You know, legs, back, the 2 hardest days, but they are, for me, the most rewarding. And I think that's why I like them as much as they are. It's one of those where you don't love it until it's over, and then you love it for the rest of the week, until then you have to do it again.
Wow, interesting. It definitely, you know, a lot of hard work pays. Oftentimes the most challenging parts of just anything are always the most rewarding, no matter what you do in life, and definitely what you're currently doing, it definitely pays off. It's all a part of the journey and a part of that challenge. And another part of what you do in your perspective sport, we've talked about the training, but also the nutrition is very important as well. What does your diet consist of?
So I'm a pretty plain Jane type of person. You know, I think over the course of getting into the sport back in 2018, I guess I've learned to really appreciate using food for performance, where back then I didn't understand how it could truly affect muscle growth, recovery. You know, my palate has actually changed over the years, just from having to try new things to be able to fit my nutrition plan so that I can look my best on stage. But I am super duper plain Jane. You know, I cook in bulk. I have it always ready for me because it's super predictable and it just gets me to my progress. I make progress faster. So I'm getting to my goals faster when I have that aspect of structure, what I have every single day. It's not this, you know, wide range of, oh, pick this, pick that. I am, if it fits your macros, that's my style is flexible dieting. And I do that in prep and I do that in my off season. So it's, like I said, basic. What I like to eat, steak. I have fish weekly. I love my ground turkey. I love my shredded chicken. Of course, this is such a bodybuilder diet, right? Rice and eggs and avocado. I love cottage cheese and salsa. I love fruit. And I'm also a huge, huge, huge sweet lover. So that's where it becomes a little difficult for me. Those darn sweets.
You mentioned about sweets. Along with sweets, what are your favorite cheat meals that you enjoy eating?
Well, I'm a pizza girl all the way. I definitely gravitate towards the carbs. I like my pizza. I like my soft pretzels. You know, when I'm traveling to shows and I see the Auntie Annie's in the airports, I'm like, yes, on the way home, I can do this. I love my sweet potato fries. I love, you know, sandwiches that are, you can grill, like the pot belly sandwiches where they put everything and they grill that sub and push it through there to cook it. I honestly am not very picky when it comes to food at all. People will usually say, oh, I'm more of a sweet person or I'm more of a salty person. Give me all the foods. I appreciate food so much more as a competitor than I ever, ever did because I see how it truly can affect change or whether it's change in the right direction or change in the wrong direction. I just appreciate it and I love it and it's something that you're always going to be tempted by. So I make it all work. Life is too short. We have to enjoy the foods.
Absolutely. Another thing that comes through the enjoyment of what you do in your perspective sport, of course, it's all about having the right vitamin and supplement intake. What vitamins and supplements do you take?
You know, 100% hands down. I'm currently working with, so I'm 47, I'm going to be 48, and I have some autoimmune issues that can cause some issues with my joints and my tendons. So I decided after this past competition season that I would hire a functional nutritionist who has experience with autoimmune issues. And he actually was a natural bodybuilder himself. So he comes from that world. And I hired him because I wanted to make sure that for my sport, for my off season, for maximizing what I need to do for muscle growth, for taking care of my body internally, because let's face it, I can look healthy and strong on the outside, but that doesn't mean what's going on the inside is also healthy and strong, especially because we put our bodies through, you know, pretty rigorous dieting through most of the year. So I hired a functional nutritionist and got on a plan for myself to work on rebuilding, reverse dieting, and ensuring that because of my high inflammatory issues with my autoimmune, that I am taking specific supplements and vitamins based on my blood work. So what I currently take is the multivitamin. I like my beet and turmeric chews. I take fish oil. One of my favorites supplements is magnesium glycinate. I take that before I go to bed. I feel that it really helps me sleep much more rested. Vitamin D and vitamin K, now coming from Wisconsin where we don't get a lot of that, you know, it's something that I have to supplement with. And, of course, my creatine and my protein powder. Like, those are my supplements that my body currently requires based off of blood work. And you know what? They're pretty average types of supplements that a lot of women, most women should even consider taking in general.
Okay. Well, thank you for explaining to me and also to the listeners out there about the vitamins and supplements and how important it is to you. And, you know, when you put the training and the nutrition and also with the vitamin and supplement intake, when you put all of that together, it really prepares you for what you currently do in your respective sport. I want to talk about an interesting competition, which is the Mr. America competition. Find out about it.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of one of those things that my coaching partner was looking into. He was working with another federation, which was going to basically re-promote Mr. America, but it never happened. Well, in the process of, I'm not sure, within a couple years ago, somehow Mark Torello got his hands on Mr. America. And I am one of those people that I like to do the big shows because I know that I'm going to be up against the best competition. And I knew with Mr. America, I knew that any natural competitor was going to be welcome, which means I could potentially be competing against the best of the best from the OCB, from, you know, USDF, from the Natty Revolution, from, you know, whatever perspective, natural federation. I'm like, this is where I need to go because this is going to make me an all-around better athlete. If I'm standing on stage and the judges are having a heck of a time trying to figure out, oh boy, this is a rough class. What in the world do we do? That's what I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of meeting women just like me who work just as hard as me to put this insane amount of effort into looking their very, very, very best on stage. So for me, it was like, wow, the draw for Mr. America with the media, with the opportunity to expand my my social relationships with other bodybuilders, male and female, around the United States was what I was going for. And when I won Mr. America in 2021, I did the category of women's classic physique. And it was a very small category, but again, it was the first show coming back. I had a blast. And I walked off that stage and said to myself, I'm doing this show again, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently. So I came back the next year and I wanted to go back to my figure roots. So I went in as a classic figure competitor and just the standard figure competitor. And I won a classic figure. So I was so happy about that. I'm like, my gosh, I am around the best of the best and feeling this amazing. So I'm just going to keep rolling with it. I'm going to show up at Mr. America again next year. Mark does a phenomenal job of taking care of the athletes. And he's really, my heart just loves that he loves the world of natural bodybuilding so much and wants to give us that platform to share our journeys. So it's, to me, one of the biggest shows around. And I want to be a part of the history of that.
Indeed you are. And congratulations on winning that honor at that competition. And I want to just kind of stay with what you do with your prospective sport. What's the atmosphere like competing at a competition like this? Is the crowd into it, or is it kind of subtle, or what's the atmosphere and what's the crowd like getting ready for something like this?
You know, it's pretty overwhelming. And that was my first big show. And I was almost wide-eyed because you have not only professionals competing, but you have amateurs competing. So the amount of competitors is just insane. It's like busy bees running around. And if you picture that in your mind, it's people moving quickly. It's people pumping up. It's people trying to get their food in. It's coaches talking to people. It's, you know, the expediters moving people. It's just this very, very, very fast-paced situation. And it's just intensified because of the amount of competitors. From the stage standpoint, it's a very overwhelming feeling because of the lights and the amount of women or the men that, you know, other men are standing next to. The classes are enormous. So it's this constant feeling of adrenaline. And even when I wasn't on stage and I was watching the other categories from the audience, you could feel that from the audience. You know, being that it's Mr. America, there are a lot of people that do attend, and the crowd is absolutely fantastic. We're to the point where you can hear somebody shouting out your number, and you don't even know that person. When you get the categories like the bikini or the men's bodybuilding or the men's physique, they're so inundated with competitors. It's almost like a fight, and it's just to watch it is I'm just in awe, and I'm a competitor myself, and I'm in awe looking at it from the standpoint of being in the audience. It is a high adrenaline weekend. It's a weekend of meeting new people. It's a weekend of celebrating other people's journeys. It's celebrating the sport of natural bodybuilding. It's you have TV cameras around you. It is an amazing, amazing experience. Even as an amateur, you know, if when I was getting into the sport, that would probably have been a very overwhelming competition for me to attend as an amateur. So I can only imagine if that is the first competition an amateur has ever done, how they would walk away from that experience, because it is insanely overwhelming, and it's not in a bad way. It's in a really good way.
Awesome. And again, congratulations on your achievement competing in the Mr. America competition. And we just talked about the daily grind of what you do being in bodybuilding and things of that nature. But you also mentioned earlier in this conversation that you had the opportunity to compete in gymnastics. What's the hardest and why? Gymnastics or bodybuilding?
Well, I actually ended gymnastics when I was a sophomore in high school. So after that, I picked upon the volleyball and the track. So when I was in college, that's what I was doing. I honestly think that those experiences, being a college athlete and being part of programs that were successful in college, has led me to be more prepared for this type of competition in a way that the people that you're standing with, they're not technically your teammates, but you know what? They are your teammates because you are all playing the sport of natural bodybuilding. And the teammates that I had in college, the relationships that I had gained during that time, honestly is no different from my experiences of being in this world now as a physique competitor. Some of the people that I have met and established friendships with, whether male or female, I feel like I have truly known for years. I think there's a special connection amongst the natural bodybuilding community where we know what we are putting into this grind every single day with our nutrition, with our recovery, with the posing, with the grind of the workouts. There's just something special that within the sport that brings us together. It is very similar to, I was a teacher before I got into personal training and this bodybuilding world. I was actually an elementary teacher for 20 years. So I had that same type of environment. My classroom was natural bodybuilding. My students were my family. It's no different than now or no different than when I was in college. My teammates were my family. I lived with them. And now in this natural bodybuilding physique world, this part of my life, the people that I'm meeting at these shows have become such close family to me that you can go to them because they understand what you're going through. They understand if you're not dropping weight. They understand if you are going through a current injury. And it's just that connection of people that are there and you know, understand every ounce of where you're coming from the physical standpoint to the mental standpoint to the emotional standpoint to all of it. So all very similar, I believe, from when I was a younger gymnast to when I was a college athlete to when I was an educator in the schools to being now a coach, a personal trainer, an educator within my job as a coach and trainer, to being a judge in natural bodybuilding, to actually being an athlete and a competitor. I absolutely love what I do. My body's my job, and my people are my job. And I would not change any of my experiences from when I started gymnastics as a 7-year-old, because it's exactly why I am where I am today.
That's wonderful to hear. And, you know, definitely you have to be passionate about something, and you've been passionate about it for a long time. And it's great that you still have that consistency to make things happen. And speaking of consistency, you mentioned about after you had a long career being in the education field, being an elementary school teacher, you got into personal training. Just tell everybody what that's all about.
Yes, it's actually how that developed was when I found Eric Scott. I had found him because I was looking for a coach that was local that could basically get me back on stage. Eric was someone that was recommended to me because he had worked with highly injured athletes. And I knew that I was going to need someone that was close, that I could touch base with and physically see on a weekly basis to get myself back on stage. Eric was a natural bodybuilder, but he was very, very decorated in his years of natural bodybuilding. And at one point, and this is when I met him actually, he had given up his natural pro cards to be able to compete at the IFBB level and compete at the Arnold's, in Spain and Africa. And that's when I met him. So he was extremely someone that I wanted to work with because I'm like, man, not only is he gifted with the ability to rehab highly injured athletes, his background's in corrective exercise, he's a natural bodybuilder, he's clearly very driven to try to take that natural bodybuilding into a whole nother world of bodybuilding to say, hey, I'm here and I can hang with you guys too, to us working together and then us becoming training partners when he was leaving a gym that he was working with and I was getting ready to stage, to being business partners. I always joke and I often say, I've got a lot of men in my life. I've got my son, I've got my home husband, and I've got my work husband. And we joke that I need all of them. I need all of them in my life because it's what makes mom and a business partner the happiest. So that's how Eric and I started working together. It was because I was an injured athlete looking for someone that could basically fix me. And through that process, I started having people inquire, hey, can you train me or do you do training or can you help me with my nutrition? And everything fell so organically. It was just, I fell into all of these roles organically. Nothing was ever forced. And that's what I love about it is it just led me to where I am right now. So we are Team Scott Strength, and we have obviously in-person training, coaching, all of that. But we also are just beginning to expand our business to online. Reason being, we have so many athletes and so many people that follow us on social media that say, I wish I lived closer to you guys. You guys seem so much fun. I love what you do. I love your program. I see your clients. So we are now expanding into the online world, which is going to be a brand new fun thing for us. But we're going with the times. We're going with the flow, and how things are pushing us is, again, very, very, very organic. So kind of a little plug for us that we're moving our services to online because people just ask. They want to work with us. They want to be a team with us, and we're very much a family. Our clients are very much, they're our family. You know, we don't have clients that leave us. We are very, very fortunate to be surrounded by such amazing people. So they are our family.
That's awesome to hear. And again, it's definitely important when you have that strong connection like that, especially in business and stuff. And people want to continue to work with you and Eric as well. So definitely big ups to you on making those changes to your business and including that online consultation. And Nicole, we talked about diet in terms of the sport of bodybuilding, but a thing that has kind of hampered people in terms of trying to get healthy, and that's food deserts. We've seen people live in areas where they have little to no access of quality food, quality produce, and quality food and things of that nature. I know you being in Wisconsin, I know people love their cheese curds and they like things that are very heavy. So I want to ask you, do you have any problems with clients that may live in food deserts or just to get quality produce, affordable produce that matter?
You know, it's kind of all over the place, to be honest with you. You know, just the price of eggs. You go to the grocery stores now, and to be healthy, we always encourage everyone, you shop on the outsides, right? Stay on the outsides. Well, the outsides are expensive. And that's what the biggest problem of this of this world that's going on is people are getting sicker. And they're getting sicker because they can't eat better, because they can't afford to eat better. So that whole it's almost heartbreaking to me because people want to be healthy too, and sometimes it's hard. It's hard for them to be able to say, well, these strawberries may not last me 2 days, but if I get, you know, X, Y, and Z and this sits in my cabinet, I can keep this for longer. And it's a shame. It's a shame that we're even having to ask a question like this. It's pretty sad to me because it shouldn't be like that. Everything is built out of convenience. That's why fast food is cheaper, you know, and that's why we are in an obesity crisis. So per se for clients, you know, the fight that I would get from clients is more so along the lines of I can't eat all of this protein, or I don't know what to have because I'm XYZ busy. And that's more of what I see, because you know what? Starbucks is just as expensive, you know, and sometimes they don't have a problem getting a Starbucks here and there. But personally, no, you know, it's more or less, I'm choosing not to do this. I'm choosing not to eat these foods because yes, they cost money, but because they're not as conveniently friendly, and you have to prepare and do things like that that a lot of people just don't want to do.
Right. Thank you for explaining that. And it's very important. People just they're trying to do the best that they can with this current economic climate that we're in right now. And definitely, again, thank you to you, Nicole. And you heard it from her. She's Nicole Goodnow. She's a personal trainer and also an athlete, and definitely making her way in her career. She's been doing it for a minute now, continue to spread the word about health and fitness. And Nicole, again, just thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites, including with Scotch Strength. Let them know that as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm actually very honored, and hopefully, you know, people hearing this can be inspired in their own ways to push and become a better version of themselves. And by you giving people the platform and the opportunity to do so, you're reaching more people than you even know. So if people are looking for me or they want to see me, my IG is Petite to Powerhouse. You know, most people don't even know my first name, but they know that I'm Petite to Powerhouse. Scott Strength does have a page on IG. I also just started a nutrition page for Scott Strength and IG. It's just basic and boring foods that will get you to your goals. I have a Facebook page. It's Nicole Goodnow Fitness. I have a Twitter. You can really find me anywhere these days in the game. And my kids are always like, Mom, stop posting. Mom, stop posting. It's Mom's job. I can't. I'm pretty easy to find.
Awesome. Well, let your kids know, man, you're getting the word out about yourself and the businesses as well. So just like they're up on the social media, you got to stay on top of it as well. And one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites. Let them know that as well.
All right. One more time. You can absolutely find me on Instagram. My name's Petite to Powerhouse. Our company, Scott Strength and Scott Strength Nutrition, can also be found on IG. I do have a fitness page on Facebook. It's Nicole Goodnow Fitness. And, of course, our website, www.scottstrength.com. It's under construction, but we are there. So you can find me anywhere, any social media platform.
You heard it from her. She's Nicole Goodnow. Nicole, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much once again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you for inviting me and taking your time out as well.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we'll be back with more right after this.
In this sport of bodybuilding, one of the most challenging pieces to overcome is the subjectiveness of it. And again, it is a subjective sport. I could show up with the same physique next weekend and win. It's just all depends. But as an athlete, probably the most challenging part of that sport is this. Is not that I'm complaining that I took second place because I'm honored. I won $3,000, but we all come to win. And everybody works just as hard as the next person that you're standing to. So we see some of the things I'm going to change. I have to change moving forward. However you have treated your body for however long you have, if you want to make a change, it takes a long time. I can't just put on tons of muscle. I have to adhere to my nutrition. I have to work every single day and be purposeful and intentional. It doesn't happen overnight. Fat loss doesn't happen overnight. The most important part now is what I'm going to be doing. It's reversing. It's hitting my macros. It's staying on plan, executing properly, not under-eating my food, using planned meals, planned sheet meals, carb refeed, lots of different stuff that I have to work on in order to make changes.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Raising Cane's founder Todd Graves is interviewing game changers to find their secrets of success.
I was just trying to do something that I love and be there for my child.
Secret Sauce with Todd Graves. New episodes Saturdays at 1 on A&E.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches, beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Nicole Goodnow, natural bodybuilder, personal trainer, and entrepreneur. Again, a big special thank you to Nicole for appearing on the program and talking about her journey, competing in the Mr. America contest, and so much more. And until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Ever notice what happens when your home is beautifully organized? You have more space, more room to breathe. At California Closets, our designers know just what questions to ask to create exactly what you want. Your personalized experience includes custom design and installation to deliver a result that truly reflects your style and needs. That's the California Closets difference. We call it practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.